The first reading today is from Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. A reading from Acts. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord. Psalm 98. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory. O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations. You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice, and sing. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the voice of song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord, who comes to judge the earth. The Lord will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. The second reading today is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. A reading from 1 John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
Our gospel reading this morning is from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I have appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another." The Gospel of our Lord. What does it mean to be chosen? Perhaps your mind goes back to public school or grade school days at recess or in gym class. I'm sure you remember two kids being picked to be captains of two teams, and they got the chance to choose who they wanted to have on their teams. The best at the sport or activity would always be picked first, and then the rest of the spots would be filled. Everyone waited with bated breath to hear their names being picked early on. We all wanted to be chosen first. And it ended up that one was either elated at being chosen first or heartbroken at being chosen last. Being chosen or not chosen can have a drastic and lasting effect on our lives. Jesus speaks of being chosen in our gospel reading today, but it has little to do with the baseball game at recess. Jesus spoke his words of being chosen to the disciples on the eve of his crucifixion. On this night, he washed the disciples' feet in an act of genuine love, knowing that he would soon be unjustly arrested, tried, convicted, and executed. Yes, Jesus knew all that was about to happen, but he chose to spend his time caring for, loving, and reassuring the disciples, even those who would betray him. In choosing to love, Jesus explained that there was no longer master and servant. There was only the relationship of friendship and love. He held nothing back from his disciples. He was genuine and authentic. Jesus loved the disciples just as God so loved the world. Those words of love offered a needed reassurance to the disciples. They offered joy and hope amongst the pain of the days ahead. This reassurance and hope are further explained in verse 16, where Jesus states, "You did not choose me, I chose you." Jesus was restating his words of hope from John chapter 6, verse 70, where he stated, "Did I not choose you, the 12?" The disciples were afraid and fearful, unsure of what the future held. But Jesus provided them with reassurance and love, revealing the abundant love of God through the grace of Jesus Christ. We too have been chosen. In the life-giving waters of our baptism, we are chosen by God through the power of the Holy Spirit. As I mentioned last week, in our baptism we are named and claimed by love. We are chosen and we are loved. This choosing, this love goes on throughout our lives. Just as the disciples were chosen through no power or control of their own to become fishers of people, to become disciples of Jesus Christ, we too are called into that relationship. We are chosen, and we are invited to become fishers of people as well. There is nothing we can do to undo that relationship. We can try to walk away. We can try to run away. We can turn our backs, but the love of Jesus Christ never fails. It never leaves us. We are chosen, and we are loved. If you happen to drive by Zion this past week, you probably noticed that the message on our sign has changed. It was not an easy decision. It was not an easy decision to decide what to put on our sign with all that is going on in Wilmot Township. Folks are stressed. Folks are angry, and folks are hurting. We wanted to convey a message of hope, support, and love. So we ended up choosing two simple words. Choose love. The picture was posted to Facebook and has received over 1,000 likes and has been shared many times. Now, choosing to love should be simple. It should be easy, right? And in a perfect world, it would be. But in reality, choosing to love is hard because it requires work on our part. It requires us to acknowledge some hard truths in the way we treat our neighbors. If we are truly choosing love, then we must be willing to acknowledge our stereotypes, our biases, and our privileges. In choosing love, we are called to listen to the stories of the marginalized. We are called to listen to the stories of people of color, to listen to the stories of the LGBTQIA, and to listen to the stories of our Indigenous brothers and sisters. Listening is hard because there are so many heartbreaking stories of injustice, indifference, racism, and hate. Yes, hate. Hate is taking place in our communities, whether we like it or not, and when we keep silent or turn a blind eye saying that it doesn't happen in our communities, we are not choosing love. We are not living out our call to serve and love God. Choosing love is more than liking a post on Facebook. It is listening and learning and taking action against racial and social inequality. Choosing love is acknowledging that when Black Lives Matter, when Brown Lives Matter, when Indigenous Lives Matter, when LGBTQIA Lives Matter, then all lives will matter. Full stop. Choosing love is using our voices to rally together and proclaim the need for meaningful change in society. This is what Jesus meant when he stated that the greater love of laying down one's life for their friends. This is the body of Christ leading a positive change in the world. This is the love of God showing up in a weary world. This is the action of the church in bearing one's fruit, fruit that will feed the next generations, our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we come to you knowing that there is inequality and indifference in our world. Give us the courage and strength to take action, to genuinely choose love. Help us to live out the commitment that your Son, Jesus Christ, gave to us, that we love one another as we have been so loved. Amen. Let it be so. Our hymn of the day today is Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. And that is from the ELW, hymn number 708. There is also a YouTube video.